OBI's steam whistle blasts for about a minute and can be heard all over town. It customarily goes off when the processor reaches 100,000 cases. This year, that whistle was late, but the cannery workers aren't falling behind. Jeff Randrup is the cannery foreman. I spoke with him on the phone while he was still in his busy workshop. He only had a few moments to spare, and then it was back to work for him.
We were so busy that actually we didn't have time to do it.
Even though the news came late, Randrup says his team took a couple moments to celebrate when Tuesday rolled around.
I kind of let people know, and then they can come out and at least take video and pictures and enjoy the moment. People are generally going to lunch, and we're still on a timeline, but everybody is, pats on the back, and everybody's told they did a great job, and so this company is great for that.
OBI was not available to comment on how things are going compared to years prior, but Randrup says it's been an especially productive season. From where he's standing, it looks like the numbers are up.
And we're kind of the hot zone here. We're getting fish. And we need to take care of it. And I think the numbers are up, essentially. Southeast is kicking. Yeah, we're gonna have an amazing run here. Good for the community and the economy of Petersburg, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Randrup says the community should get ready for another whistle. He says they're packing at least 10,000 cases a day, and they're well on their way to pack over 200,000 by the end of the season. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.